What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
This is pretty big breaking news and exclusive. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred will remove Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson from the MLB's permanently ineligible list. This would clear a pathway for both players to have consideration for the Baseball Hall of Fame. This has been something that people have debated for quite some time. Now, there is a clear path. Pete Rose is now eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Same thing for Shoeless Joe Jackson. They have been removed from the ban list. Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by Josh Vernier and get his thoughts on this. We'll also get his thoughts on the Kansas City Royals, who won yesterday 7-5 over the Houston Astros. Vern, I'm not sure if we ever thought we would see this day when it came to Pete Rose. This was one of those things that we debated for quite some time. Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? I mean, now that he is passed and now that he is eligible, it seems like a no-brainer to me that Pete Rose is about to be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Well, I would imagine he would need induction via the Veterans Committee. And yeah, they would, I would assume, put him in. It'll be interesting to see how the Hall of Fame handles it because, of course, the Hall of Fame is a separate entity from Major League Baseball. The rule is they won't induct anybody that's on Major League Baseball's ineligible list. So it's not an automatic. We'll see how they handle Shoeless Joe and the other Black Sox. We'll see how they handle Pete Rose. Maybe it goes right to the Veterans Committee. Maybe the writers never have the opportunity. Yeah, because if the writers do, I still don't think it's a slam dunk that Pete Rose gets in. You know, to me, this is a reflection of what steroids did, right? Right. The steroid era turned the Hall of Fame into each individual voter had to make an assessment for themselves of whether or not Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling, did these guys cheat the game? Well, in Curt Schilling's case, it's a complete, judgment of his character, right? The character clause. Did you cheat the game with steroids? Did you cheat the game by gambling? Do you hurt the game with the words that you use, apparently, in Curt Schilling's case? Personally, I'm not a fan of it. If you gamble on the sport, I don't believe you should be eligible for the Hall of Fame. Now, Shoeless Joe has a much better case than Pete Rose does. Shoeless Joe, you look at his numbers from that 1919 World Series, and the guy hit .375. He had a tremendous World Series. While Pete Rose, I mean, get real. No. I don't think he deserves to be honored. Just like I don't think Barry Bonds deserves to be honored. But they could still be in the Hall of Fame. You know, the argument that many make of, oh, it's a museum, and how can you tell the story of baseball without them being inducted? you can still tell the story. You can still have artifacts and talk about what Barry Bonds did. It doesn't mean that you need to honor them with enshrinement, with a day in Cooperstown. Do whatever you want. I don't think Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest players of all time, no doubt, a Hall of Fame talent, and one of the, if you're picking a team, Pete Rose isn't going to be standing on the sideline very long if you're picking an all-time team. And yet, he made his own bed, man. But apparently, now that he's passed, he no longer has to lie in it.
That's interesting, your feelings towards Pete Rose, and right now we're talking to Josh Vernier. My argument has always been, just put it on the plaque. Like, whenever you, or if you induct Pete Rose, it should be on
but
there.
Why? Why does he deserve the plaque?
Well, I think he deserves the plaque just based off his baseball career. I think he's one of the greatest players. I don't think what he is accused of or what we know that he's done, I don't think that had an effect on him being the all-time hit king. I just think that, I guess I'm on the side of telling the complete story. I also think that that story is a part of Pete Rose. Hey, he is a player who has more hits than anybody who has ever played baseball. He also was found guilty of betting on baseball. Like, to me, I think that baseball tries to selectively tell you what parts of the story. No, tell us all of the story. I don't think you can make all the money you did off McGuire, Sosa, Bonds, and all of them. And now when it
comes to the Hall of Fame, didn't. Baseball did. The Hall of Fame is something separate from Major League Baseball. You can tell the story of the steroid era and the Black Sox. You can tell the story of Pete Rose without honoring them. And to me, gambling is the one thing, and I know it's a completely different world in which we live in now in 2025, but that's the one thing that can bring a sport to its knees. If you start to question the legitimacy of it, I like that players are hopefully afraid to bet on baseball because of what happened to Pete Rose. We'll see. We'll see if baseball benefits from putting in Pete Rose, or if Cooperstown, if the Hall of Fame benefits from putting Pete Rose in. We'll see if it happens. I don't know who it's for. Pete's gone. Is it for his kids? Is it just so this conversation stops? It seems very 2025 where we're trying to appease. Well, I don't know who we're trying to appease, but it seems to me like it's a, just the masses, just the vocal masses online. We want to silence them and act as if it's making any real change here.
This is my biggest argument with all of it is it just feels very selective to me. Like, David Ortiz is in the Pro Baseball Hall of Fame, even though he has steroid accusations over him. But now we're not going to let Barry Bonds. We're not going to let Alex Rodriguez. That's my thing to this. If we're going to say, hey, if you have a whiff of impropriety when it comes to steroids,
let them all in.
Yeah, then none of you can get in. Or, well, then we can't pick and choose. Well, we really like David Ortiz. We don't like Barry Bonds. So we're not going to let him in because he was mean to us, but Big Poppy was nice to us. That's where I think people kind of feel like baseball is picking this selective kind of morality that I'm just not sure if we as people have the ability to be like, you're bad, but you're good. That's where I think baseball is losing people, at least when it comes to this conversation.
We do it every year with the MVP. That's what sports is. It's all subjective. Outside of the trophy at the end of the season to the champions, it's all subjective. We've given the writers this power in the NFL. We've done it in all professional sports, the selective nature. Okay, well, if your counter argument is, well, if you let one in, let them all in. Okay, you can feel that way. You could put McGuire and Sosa. We could throw Manny Ramirez in there. Put them all in. I watched them. I enjoyed it. But when I look at the Hall of Fame, man, that's one of my favorite days of the year. End of July. I'm still gonna watch if you induct Barry Bonds, and I watched his entire career. Yes, he's maybe the greatest player I ever saw. So I'm not going to, fall on my sword. I'm not agitated. But to me, the argument of, well, Pudge Rodriguez or, like you mentioned, Big Poppy are already in. Well, okay. Yeah, that's, unfortunate to some. Kudos to them. But no, I don't want everyone to be able to cut corners and still get your day in the sun when there are others that'll never get that day in the sun that are, Dustin Pedroia. We just saw him at Kauffman Stadium. His career cut short because of injuries. Maybe he'd be in the Hall of Fame if he would have taken steroids. Maybe he would have been able to come back from those injuries. Instead, he fell just short. He was a very good player, a Hall of Fame-esque player, but those injuries and his decision to not cut those corners will never be recognized, at least not on that stage in Cooperstown.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. If you guys missed it, the breaking news, Rob Manfred has lifted the ban for Shoeless Joe Jackson and also Pete Rose. Both of them are now eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Let's move to the Royals. I do want to talk about last night's game, but before we do that, we got to talk about 45-year-old left-handed pitcher Rich Hill. He has been assigned to AAA Omaha here. Is there any chance that we see Rich Hill at some point this year? I only ask is because
I hope not.
I'm just happy that every generation gets their old, soft-tossing lefty. I'm just happy. Yeah. You know, back for me and you, that guy was Jamie Moyer. You know what I mean? Right. Jamie Moyer played baseball until he was 122 years old. So I'm just happy that there is a chance, there's a possibility that Rich Hill could pitch in a July game for the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, the Jim Cott and Tommy John and Jamie Moyer. Yeah, it would be cool. It would be his 14th team. C-Dot. There's only 30 in the big leagues. The dude's almost played for half of them. Outside of the fact that he went to the University of Michigan, I have no hope, or not. I hope he doesn't make it to the big leagues. You know, this rotation.
You hating, Vern? Come on now. We can't be hating on Rich Hill.
What do you want? I have no interest in seeing him. Again, this Royals rotation right now, on average, is giving you almost six innings every time they take the ball with an ERA of 2.97. I like that. I don't think Rich Hill has any of that left. And if you want to talk about a bullpen option, man, I sure hope there's a better option down in Omaha than Rich Hill. And I know there is. But yeah, best of luck to him, man. It's cool for him. I mean, that's amazing. Kudos to him.
I can't believe we hating on Rich Hill, 45-year-old Rich Hill. This is the kind of stuff
you're
that
going
they
to
make
the game?
Movies about.
You're going to the game? Rich Hill going opposite the Chicago White Sox on a Friday night. You're buying a pair of tickets to that game?
No, I'm not buying a pair of tickets. I'll tell you this. We would lead the show with it the next day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, because he had to carry him off in a stretcher. His arm fell off. Sure.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Because he got another blister.
I can't believe we're doing this to my guy Rich Hill. All right, let's talk about yesterday's game. I actually think the Royals are very, very simple. It really comes down to, for that individual day, how many runs did they score? Did their offense give you enough? I mean, we have enough evidence at this point. If the Royals' offense gives you just enough, and sometimes they give you more than what you need, like they did yesterday where they scored seven runs. If this offense gives you anything, the Royals are going to win that game 90% of the time.
And since the calendar flipped to May, the Royals' offense has been one of the 10 best in baseball, and I don't think it's any surprise that the turnaround from Vinny and Jonathan India, coinciding with Bobby remaining a stud and Michael Garcia remaining one of the 15 most well-rounded players in the sport right now. Okay, you know, Salvi going through it, dealing with turning 35. Michael Garcia picking them up in the top four in the lineup are doing just enough. Yeah, you mentioned it. The Royals 16-1 this season when they score at least four runs. Very reminiscent of that 2014 team. Also reminiscent of that pennant-winning team from just over a decade ago, the Royals are now 18-0 when they lead after six innings. So you have some dudes at the back end of the bullpen. You have the best rotation in Major League Baseball. A base-running unit that, again, since the calendar flipped to May, has been one of the best in the sport. Bobby, statistically, is the best base-runner in baseball since the calendar flipped to May. Michael Garcia, the second-best base-runner. So if you're pitching well to start the game, to finish the game, you're defending well, and you're running the bases well, yeah, you don't need much from the offense, and you likely won't need much from the offense to get through the regular season. But of course, like we saw last year, if you're going to beat good teams, if you're going to beat good pitching in October, you need to execute at a pretty high level or have someone get all sorts of red hot in October. Fortunately, we don't need to really stress about that, think about that, or talk about that for another 4 months.
I feel like yesterday was the formula. Now, obviously, they're not scoring seven runs a game, but, I mean, the contribution, the bulk of it, came from the top half of their lineup. You got two RBIs from Witt. You got two RBIs from Jonathan India. Vinny Pasquantino chipped in. I mean, if this offense is going to turn things around and get on a little bit of a hot streak, so to speak, that's going to come from those guys who are hitting one through four.
Well, here's the question then. Do you believe that the Vinny Pasquantino that entered the month of May hitting .177 is who we're going to watch over the final 119 games? Or do you think it's the guy that has hit .321 here in the month of May? Now, Jonathan India, his first 19 games, he had an OPS that was about 150 points below the league average. In the last 19, 20 games, he has an OPS that's 50 points above the league average. Now, the track record of both Vinny and India would say what we've seen here in the month of May is what we should expect more times than not for the final 4 months of the season. So, yeah, I think we'll look back on April fondly. Not only because of what the rotation was able to do, carrying an offense a way that I don't think an offense can carry a rotation, but I think we'll also look back on April fondly because of what India and Vinny and Massey showed this clubhouse, the way that guys picked one another up, didn't hang their head when they were having individual or on an individual basis when they were not having a lot of success. They did put the team first. They did show up expecting to win. You know, I talked with Michael Lorenzen recently, and he mentioned how the guys become a family when you go through something like they went through last September and October, going into Baltimore, going into New York, having all those, you know, barbs thrown at them from the fan base, talking about how tight that group became last October. And man, 43 games into the season, it looks even tighter than that squad. So it bodes well for the next trying time that surely awaits this ball club.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for just a little bit. I understand that we have some time until the deadline, but I at least want to ask you something that we talked about yesterday. I mean, I've seen enough Royals baseball. If you want to go back to last year, we're talking about a 70-game sample size. If you were going from September 1st until we are right now, and the Royals are averaging somewhere around 3.2, 3.3 runs per game. Eventually, I think the Royals are going to have to give up a little bit of their starting pitching to try to help solidify the rest of their lineup and try to go get themselves an outfield bat. Are you looking at it this same way? That, I mean, the way that they are right now, they are a good team. This is a team that is capable of making the postseason, and then with their pitching staff, you never know what can happen. But we're talking about an offense right now that is bottom five in Major League Baseball, and that just creates a very clear and defined ceiling on what you can accomplish. I'm not entirely sure if they have all the options right now on their 25-man roster, and I'm thinking at some point they're going to have to go outside and they're going to have to give up something that they really like to go get something that they really, really need, somebody who can hit somewhere between fifth and eighth in their lineup.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe even higher. Maybe you need to go out and find a cleanup hitter. Again, Salvi turning 35 just a few days ago, and we're already seeing, you know, a hamstring bite him last night. He's dealing with the hip earlier. You know, a lot going on, as you would expect with someone 13 years into a career playing behind the dish. So, yeah, no doubt about it. This team needs to be aggressive at the deadline. We'll need to add a bat. It's easier said than done, especially with the expanded postseason and more teams believing that they're still very much in it. The Royals do have, as of today, quite a few options, right? And I'm not talking solely about the minor leaguers or Noah Cameron, right? The kid that came up and pitched very well in his big league debut. But Seth Lugo is almost certainly going to opt out after this season and become a free agent. Michael Lorenzen will become a free agent at the end of this season. Chris Bubich, after this season, has only one more year of team control. So there are three guys right there where JJ can't be wrong, right? Now, if you allow a Lorenzen to leave in free agency, you move him to the bullpen down the stretch, oh, okay. You know, Seth Lugo, that's an interesting decision there. This is a guy that leads Major League Baseball in innings pitched. He's a terrific teammate and an outstanding pitcher. Are you going to bring him back? And if not, can you let him walk for nothing? Can a market like this, can an organization like this lose a talent like that and get nothing in return? You know, you got Jonathan India for Brady Singer. What are you going to do with Chris Bubich? Is that someone that you're interested in signing long-term? Is it a good idea to ever sign a starting pitcher in Kansas City long-term? Yeah, big questions. Minor leaguers, sure. Move them. Who cares? Lugo, Bubich, and Lorenzen, man, that's a long conversation.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Josh Vernier is now going to join us every Tuesday and Friday at 3 o'clock to talk a little Royals baseball. Vern, I really appreciate your time today, man. I'm happy it worked out today with this breaking news regarding Pete Rose, man. Thanks for popping on.
Yeah, that was fun. My pleasure. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.